A Utah congressman says it makes no sense for federal regulatory agencies to have their own SWAT teams. KUER's Judy Faze reports on a bill to get rid of them.
Republican Chris Stewart sees his Regulatory Agency Demilitarization Act as a way to ease the mutual distrust that's grown between Americans and their federal regulators. He says agencies like the Education Department, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Environmental Protection Agency don't need their own highly armed units.
Why do they have what are essentially SWAT teams with heavy combat weapons? I think that breaks down the trust between citizens and the federal government. It leads to a growing sense that federal government is heavy-handed.
Stewart's bill would ban regulatory agencies from buying weapons like machine guns and grenades, and it would repeal the arrest and firearm authority that inspector general offices now have. The congressman says Bureau of Land Management police would be able to carry handguns for self-protection and to work with U.S. Marshals and the FBI when needed. But the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association says the legislation would hinder well-trained officers from protecting Americans from fraud and other crimes. Nathan Katura is the group's president.
His bill is just flawed, and we will do anything that we can to make sure that it does not see the light of day.
The bill's been assigned to the House Oversight Committee, chaired by fellow Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz, and it's been promised a hearing early next year. Judy Faze, KUER News.